Near midfield, the ball is played on the left side, centered at the top of the 18, taken away by Ryden, cleared back to Tambakis. And Tambakis now will kick it on the right side, gets a good foot on it in the midfield. Bruce with a header, it went backwards. Now Swartz trying to keep the ball alive. It was taken away by RTV, and here's a dangerous play. It's a shot saved by Tambakis, the rebound, and they score.
Well, like I say, that's the story of New Mexico United. They've been dominating the play for the last maybe 20 minutes. Had several opportunities, but referees come over to talk to assistant linesman, so it ain't over till it's over. She's not pointed to the centre circle. No, she has now. So, as unfortunate for United, Tambakis did a great point-blank save, but it bounced back out and was slotted home. Everybody was looking for an offside flag. Let's have a look. So, yeah, Cerro had the original shot.
Then it was Francua, and it went off of a United player into the net, off of the foot of Francua. Actually, that's Cabrera, not Francua. So it's 13, not 23. So Wilmer Cabrera getting his third goal.
So it's a case of deja vu, Scott. You know, United doing well. Had several shots at goal. RGV have had a couple of opportunities, no more. They put it in the net already once, and that was ruled out for offside. And then a bit of ping ball wizardry in the centre of United's box, but gets slotted home. And United blushing again.
An unfortunate play there, as United has been playing so well, but yet to put the ball in the net. Hamilton now in the neutral third near midfield. Aaron Pass played ahead by RGV, and now Tambakis at the top of the circle of the 18 gets the ball back to Ryden. 1-0 RGV FC Toros. They had a 2-0 lead, and United came back with two quick goals to tie that match on May the 5th. But right now they're down in front of the home folks, and place has gotten a little more quiet, although it's still rambunctious here.
Well, you know, for the fans, they're all excited. New coach comes in. Here they come again with another chance.
Yeah, Cerro center, and the ball went wide this time off of the foot of Lopez.
So now RGV have got their foot on the pedal, and the pedal to the metal. United have got their backs against the wall, and going to be another corner kick, and this will be taken by Cabrera on the far side. But United looking a very iffy in the centre of defence. Not quite sure who was at fault for the goal. It was a bit of a deflection situation, so it just happened to land on Cabrera. I told you, Wilmer Cabrera, the son of the coach, was a good lad. Anyway, here he comes with the corner.
Francois at the top of the six. Would love to get the ball. It's headed in, and Tambakis comes down and makes the grab. And United now will try to get something going as it's onto the foot of Yearwood, played ahead. Here's Portillo now in his own zone in the defensive third. Now neutral third. Hamilton on the right side at center field. Hamilton will play it. It's deflected out in the throw-in for United along the far side. United going right to left in their black kits, yellow numerals. Swartz now will throw it in. Ryden at the center circle at midfield. Played it ahead. Chasing it down was Bruce. And Bruce near the corner. He's right of the 18. Played it to Portillo, who backpedals, controls, gets the ball back to Portillo. United down 1-0, 32nd minute. Cabrera with his third goal of the year in the 29th minute. Rivas, Hamilton, sends it back to Ryden. Ryden to Hamilton. Now comes along the near side to Swartz. United more in setup mode than trying to just go forward and guns a-blazing, Andy. Do you think that's kind of just setting up things to come?
Well, you know, you can go straight for the jugular, so to speak, and really go on the attacking foot, but you leave yourself exposed at the back. So you have to be a little careful in possession. One of the things United haven't done terribly well this season so far is actually be safer in possession.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're too safe in possession, you're not attacking. So it's a very fine line. But, you know, United for the first half an hour, brave new world of Eric Quill, were looking good, although we didn't put the ball in the back of the net. Several opportunities, maybe even a back pass missed by the refereeing crew. RGV come up, get a corner, bang, goal.
Omar plays it on the far side to Swartz. Swartz, long cross into the box. It was headed away by RGV. Chased down by United and taken right back by Yearwood. Now it's Moir on the left side in the attacking zone. Gets it to Portillo. Portillo will dribble a little forward. Sends it on the right side towards the corner. And that is Swartz bringing it down in the right corner inbounds. Swartz will left foot it. Got the pass to Bruce. And Bruce will play it back out. Here's Rivas back at the top of the 18. Being knocked down was one of the United players. They let him play on. And here comes RGV FC. Toros down the left side. As with the ball now was Francua, played ahead. And that will be an offside.
Yeah, just the final ball from United is as if when the pressure's on and they know that the ball is important, it's just going astray at the moment.
Is that what you think is the key? Because that sounds right.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing all the huffing and puffing, but when it comes to blow the house down, we're not doing it. You know, it's been a problem all season. United have scored goals, but not consistently at home on the level that we're really wanting to be at. And so, you know, you can't always score with every opportunity. Just United needed to get that first goal just to settle the fans, the crowd, the coach, the boss, us, you name it.
1-0 the score in favor of RGV FC. Rivas has along the far side, ball handled. Now he's dribbling ahead down the right side, played it towards the corner, chasing it down to Swartz. Swartz gets the ball inbound. Swartz, left foot's in the box. He got it outside the box on the left side, and now with the ball's Moir, and he had it deflected. On the near side, a United player was just pummeled down, nothing called. They're letting him play. This looks like a football game instead of a football game, Andy.
Nice one. RGV hitting us on the break, and they're going to... it's
yeah,
offside,
down
thankfully.
The left side, that is... Was it an offside?
Yeah.
They did end up stopping. Well, no one stopped. That's the thing about it.
No, so what's happened is that the linesman's got his flat, or the assistant referee, as you call him over here, has got his flag up, but the referee either didn't see it or decided that United had the ball and it was an advantage situation. Flag's gone down now. It's moved on, but certainly the offside flag was up, so no danger for United. But, yeah, so we're doing all the huffing and puffing. We're looking pretty good in front of the ball, but then as soon as the ball gets into the final third, I don't know whether it's nerves or what, but here's Wagner on the far side by the
yeah,
edge
Wagner
of the penalty
box. Yeah,
Wagner
got a pass from Portillo on the right side to Swartz. He tries to maneuver. Swartz will kick it back to Portillo. Portillo now will send it up the middle to Hamilton, who plays it ahead to Hurst. And Hurst knocked down at the top of the 18, and that one will get a whistle and a foul.
Yeah, that is a whistle on the edge of the box. Great opportunity for United to equalize things up.
Just off center at the top of the box, Andy, like you said.
Is it going to be Portillo, or will it be Rivas? Maybe Santi Moir fancies a knock from here. Could it be Daniel Bruce? Who knows? There's a great deal of options for United here.
37th minute here at the Lab. Glad to have you along. Scott Coletti filling in for Adam Deal along with Andy Hageman. Sam Hauser back at the studios of ESPN Radio 101.7 the team. Ball is placed just off of the top of the circle of the 18 to the right side.
Portillo and Hurst are over it, so those are the only two options left. I don't know. Hurst the striker, Portillo's the dead ball guy. RGV have a player stood right in front of the ball, so he can't exactly stop. Can't exactly take the free kick here. Referee sending him back to the wall.
Yeah, Lopez was trying to play right up to the ball. And
that's just to prevent a quick free kick being taken. Catch
right.
him off guard.
Smart move.
Hurst or Portillo. As Hurst keeps rearranging the ball, but is he going to be the one that kicks it?
Hurst goes towards the ball. Portillo sends it. Goal! United! Portillo!
Sensational stuff from Justin Portillo. There we are watching Greg Hurst play with the ball, move it around, move bits of grass out of the way. Portillo steps up and smashes it into the far left-hand corner. Goalkeeper has no chance. You know, Joe Biden might have fixed the debt ceiling, but the fans here have just raised the roof at Isotopes Park.
I'll tell you what, he sent that near post, and he sent that over the head of the goal. Clark's Pet Emporium, committed to serving the community and supporting local. Visit clarkspets.com. That's clarkspets.com. And now, all of a sudden, Andy Hageman, the place is back into a delirium.
Well, all is forgiven. Coach Quill, fantastic stuff.
Perfect fake by Hurst, and what a blast by Portillo.
Well, I think the free kick's gone the wrong way there. I'm not really sure about that one. But so far, I can't really criticise the whistleblower. Ekaterina Korolova has done a pretty good job making the game flow, not too whistle happy. But not really sure that she didn't miss a back pass earlier in the game. And not sure that that whistle was blown in the right direction. But United have just got to take a deep breath now. Get to halftime 1-1. Hear what Coach Quill's got to say. And come out all guns blazing second half.
Shots 5 for RGVFC, 2 for United. Free kick coming up. It was headed away by Rivas. Going backpedaling and getting the ball for RGV is Coronado on the right side. Got it backwards to Benitez out of Caracas, Venezuela. Now played along the left side, and it goes out. And throw in coming for United now. A 1-1 draw, 41st minute.
Well, it might be a 1-1 draw after 90, but so far, United are at least giving as good as they've got. But what the problem has been is the United have been caught on the break. But if they can put the ball away, given their opportunities, we'd have been yards in front by now. So Greg Hurst is battling away. He's trying to impress the head coach, Eric Quill, who's watching on from the sideline. We've seen a bit of hand-waving from Eric, but nothing more so far. But the players are putting in a shift, Scott.
Indeed, they are. Portillo sends it to Moore along the left side, the near side, gets it backward to Yearwood. And Yearwood will play it back to right. Very straightforward play by United, very methodical. Hamilton played it back, and now it's Portillo. Portillo, who got that goal, gets it ahead as it was on the left side of Mawar. Now clear, they play it towards the top. On the foot, it was booted high in the air, trying to get it to Yearwood, and finally RGB will play it downfield. A through pass, it goes towards the top of the 18, where Tambakis came out to make the play. Yeah, 42nd minute.
Fransua couldn't bring it ball under his control, and thankfully Tambakis was onto it. United back on the attack now. They seem to have gotten a little bit of extra wind in their sails.
Yeah, they're playing with a lot more excitement now as Portillo has it on the right side. Portillo in the attacking third. Played in the right corner. Being knocked down, it goes out, and it's a throw-in for RGB as Schwartz went down. Didn't get the foul call, and RGB tried to play it on, but it's intercepted by Ryden. And Ryden,
you know, he could have done with a call there. There was a man on his shoulder. He didn't see him and went round him. It was a bit lucky that he got away with that one.
Ball played ahead too far for Cabrera for RGV. It's Rivas sending a through ball in front. It's Bruce. Bruce lost it to the ball.
Sensational stuff. So the last goal might have lifted the lid on Isotopes Park, but it's now gone into orbit as crowd favourite Daniel Bruce takes a wonderful pass from Sergio Rivas and deftly chips the keeper. 2-1 United just before half-time. What a great time to score. Love it, love it, love it. Daniel Bruce, you the man.
So Justin Portillo scored his second. Daniel Bruce gets his first of the season, Andy.
Well, the way he's playing the first of many, he's had a couple of opportunities tonight, Scott. Mm-hmm. We've taken a long time before we've seen him play in a starting lineup, and that's why.